Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Genesis chapter 12, verse 7. The Lord appeared to Abram and said, "To your offspring I will give this land." So he built an altar there to the Lord, who had appeared to him. God's best gift is yet to come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. The candles are blown out. You can still smell the cake. You've opened your presents, and it feels like the best birthday ever. Then your parents say, "Wait, there's one more gift." You can hardly sit still. This must be the best one. But then they say, "You can't open this gift until you grow up and have a family of your own." What? That doesn't make sense. If it's your gift, why can't you enjoy it now? God once gave a special gift to a man named Abram, but Abram had to wait for it. In fact, he would never live there himself. God promised that Abram's children and grandchildren would receive a special land called the Promised Land. The Bible says it was flowing with milk and honey. That means it was a wonderful land with plenty of food and good things. But Abram did not have a home of his own. He moved from place to place in tents. If Abram would never live in that land, why did the promise matter? But Abram did not complain. He did not get angry. Instead, he worshiped God. Abram knew who God was. God was his loving father, and God always keeps his promises. If God said it would happen, Abram believed it would happen. Abram trusted that God had an even bigger plan. One day, one of Abram's great-great-great-grandchildren would be Jesus, the Savior, who would take away the sins of the world. God has given you an amazing gift, too. Because of Jesus, your sins are forgiven. That means you belong to God right now. And God has another gift waiting for you: heaven. Heaven is already yours, but you are waiting for the day you get to live there forever with Jesus. That is a gift worth thanking God for every day. We pray to our Father in heaven. Heavenly Father, thank you for forgiving my sins because of Jesus. Thank you for keeping your promises. Help me trust you when I have to wait for good things. Thank you for the gift of heaven, where I will live by your side forever. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.